episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Bevel, because you know shaving is important. And it's the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and for sensitive skin. So start shaving smart and say goodbye to razor bumps with Bevel. Any kind of bumps is no good.
Yes, gross, disgusting.
All right, well, check out GetBevel.com today and use the code LIPFREE to get the first month of your Bevel subscription for free. Just go to GetBevel, GetBevel.com and use the code LIPFREE at checkout. What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Sophie Green.
And Royce the 5'9 is here.
And I'm Royce the 5'9.
Or just Royce 5'9 now?
Well, you know, I answer to both.
Okay, all right.
I'm the honorary fifth member.
And Stephanie's the honorary fifth member of Slaughterhouse.
Yes.
Congratulations.
She's Stephanie Slaughter today. So
Slaughterhouse forever, for life.
All right, now you know, Royce, you were a little bit like, okay, is this going to throw me under the bus? But we're just going to have some fun with you today.
Okay.
All right, nothing's off limits, right?
Nothing's off limits. Just try to go easy on me.
Oh, man.
Interesting.
All right, we always start off with a tip of the day, right? Okay. So today's tip is, how much money do you spend on a first date? What do you think is the right amount of money on a first date with somebody?
I don't think it's, I don't think you should go into it thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I don't think there's a right amount.
But what, on average, what would you say, like, okay, let's just say you can only bring cash. How much cash do you bring for the first date? Would you approximate?
I would just shoot to have fun, you know, like if I'm with somebody or if I'm by myself, I just like to have fun. I just like to have a good time. I'm from Detroit, though. I'm not like a, you know what I mean? Like, we don't really get into the whole tricking and shit, you know, all of that.
I'm saying the first date. You don't have to trick.
How's the first date tricking?
No, I'm saying in the terms of calling it tricking. We don't get into that.
A first date.
We just do what we do. We do what we want to do.
I like that.
So would it be based upon how you feel towards a woman? Based, you know, like how much you would spend on her?
I think if, you know, if I'm with her, she's just with me. She's doing what I want to do.
But it's a first date. Now, the reason I asked this is because on Baller Alert, they had posted this conversation, right? Now, the girl said, if you want to see me, plan a date worth having. He said, I like to have a simple meet and greet to make sure there's a mutual interest before planning an extravagant date. That's why I said, let's go to Starbucks or something like that. And she said, I don't do drinks or coffee. And he said, well, what do you do? She said, I would much rather you meet you for a date that you plan so I can look good. And he said, sorry, but that's not going to work for me. Good luck to you, though.
Oh, wow. That's ugly.
Yeah. Who's wrong in that situation, would you say?
I mean, I'm not in the position to say that he's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know what his
financial situation is.
His financial situation. You never know what his past history is with people. You know, like, there's certain things that could have happened to...
I don't automatically go towards financials when I hear that. I understand him saying, let's just kind of meet in person before we go do something and I waste my time. Not even just my money, but I feel like my time is more valuable than any amount of money.
Of course.
Because I can't get that back.
But then he said an extravagant first date. Like, she's not saying, okay, I need you to spend hundreds of dollars on me and take me somewhere extravagant.
Right.
But she's saying, I don't want to just go to Starbucks. Like, I want you to at least make a little effort.
I think they put too much thought into it. He should have just been like, hey, let's meet up for some coffee really quick. And then that's
why people meet up for coffee all the time.
And you can't, you know, and then you don't.
I don't go to the first date.
But, you know, you don't think of it as a first date. You just think of it as
I never look at it like first date.
Exactly.
You could be out with somebody and just be having a good time. And you're not even really look at it like it's even a date.
I don't know. I don't know where they met.
Because when you met her, you should know if you want to take her out on a real date or not.
Exactly. Because either Starbucks or...
Yeah, but she was nasty about it. You know,
she was
nasty
about it.
She was nasty. Like, you don't even deserve to have a nice date. Why can't we just meet up?
But she also could be setting the standard. Like, I'm not going to set this up with me, you saying you think you could just take me for coffee. It's our first date. Like, I kind of feel like sometimes on a first date, a guy should be trying to, like,
impress,
best foot forward in order to try to show you, okay, I planned something out. And I think that it's important enough for you to make that effort.
Yes.
And even if it's not something expensive, it could be, hey, let's go to the arcade or, you know, something fun, but plan something.
No, I agree with you. And just like, you know, you said, Royce, it could be her past. She could have dealt with guys that just wanted to give her Domino's and, or either carry
out. Not even Pizza Hut.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Domino's.
You know what I mean? A carry out. So maybe now she's like, look, enough is enough. I don't want no goddamn macchiato. You know what I mean? I want some goddamn Nobu. You know what I mean? So I understand.
Nobu.
It's a little crazy. crazy to even like have that kind of disagreement so early.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
you know, I mean, but just like you said, if she hanging with me, she hanging with me.
Yeah,
so
let's
if
just
she,
have a good
you know,
time.
Vibe yeah, and take it sweet and go weather, through right? the chemistry and just
yeah, don't dumb it down. Right, don't dumb it down. If you wouldn't go to Starbucks by yourself, don't try to like take her there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, but I think when you do that, like, oh, just a meetup, like, oh, where you at? Oh, I'm close by. Let's meet up for some coffee.
But this is a planned first date, not a
meetup. No, a plan for, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. Like, you're giving yourself a break. Like, you get to see each other regular. You don't have to get dressed for that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But a first date, that's not a first date. You can, going to Starbucks is not a first
date. It's
like,
we know each other. Yeah, that's not a first date.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a pre-date.
Yeah.
For me, angry.
It's
like
a pre-game, exactly.
If you've been going to, like, Noble.
Like, when you ask somebody for dinner, you know what I mean? That's a first date, you know? You're going to have a dinner. You could judge that as a first date.
You've been going to Noble all day and then every single day and then Friday you go, yeah, let's meet at Starbucks because I just want to make sure that you're not out.
I'm see you in a
that you're not out to get me.
Exactly.
I think that's crazy.
You can just pumpkin bread and get this goddamn tea. This is what me is.
Because I'm like, I don't drink coffee. So no, if you say let's go to Starbucks, that doesn't really do much for me. I can have green tea anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. I'm declining.
You know, so
all due respect, I'm declining.
Yeah. Sorry, thanks, babe.
Yeah, I think I would feel strange if a guy's like, oh, I'm at Starbucks. Want to meet me at Starbucks? I don't drink coffee.
Right.
But if a guy hit me and was like, hey, I'm at Jamba Juice. Want to meet me at Jamba
Juice? Okay, now that's better.
Yeah, it's better.
You know what I mean?
It's like, yeah. It's a smoothie, it's a juice.
I just finished working out.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's different.
You know, juice press. Have you ever made a bad first date impression?
I haven't been on many dates.
Hmm? Really? Not even in your youth?
Not really. Like, I've been with my girl since 18.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
So, like, I went through this long thing. Like, I'm a recovering alcoholic.
Right.
So, like, I went through 10 years of being, like, an extreme alcoholic. So, I did, like, a lot of cheating.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really date that much. Mm-hmm. I meet girls, like, have them come to the shows. Shit like that.
It wasn't like, I'm going to take you out. It was
It wasn't
drunk and smash.
I can't remember a time where I went through, like, a courting process.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that really.
What about your first date? What about your first date with your wife? Do you remember that?
Yeah. We went to Denny's.
That's nice.
We were 18.
That's cute.
And I remember us going there.
He smiled.
It was like a double date, and me and my friend had to go to the bathroom and like ante up money. We didn't know if we had.
Yeah, that check gonna come. I don't know what's about to happen.
But at least, you know, I think with you, very few men understand how to differentiate between courting, sleeping with someone, and dating. At least you understand it. Because some people, they really don't know how to date.
Yeah.
Or how to court. They're like, what do you mean courting you? And then they get actually turned off. And I know a lot of times we all speak about that. A lot of men don't know the difference between courting and dating. They just think like, oh, let's hang out in the Starbucks, like, you know, Stephanie said, and it's just okay. No, it's not. Like, at least Jamba Juice Press. So it's good that you actually know how to do that.
Yeah, I think it's good to make a good first impression. If you into that person, you want to make a...
I mean, if a guy, again, getting back to the Starbucks thing, if a guy invited me to anything little like that, I wouldn't consider that a date.
No.
Right? Now, if I'm 18 and you take me to Denny's, though, we good.
Yeah, that's great.
Because I remember this guy took me to Red Lobster when I was 18, and I thought that was profit.
Cheesy biscuits.
He was lit.
He was a barber. He had money.
Barbers always have.
Now, we were talking about this earlier. Some people feel like cheating can make your relationship stronger. Do you feel like in any way, we were discussing this downstairs, that there's a way that it can make your relationship stronger?
I don't know about that. I think, she's going to hear it. She listens to everything I do.
Smart woman.
Partly because of cheating.
Smart woman.
I think it's very difficult to bounce back from that in terms of her letting it go.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Like, my wife won't, she won't let it go. Like,
I get a lot of asking questions about that, about guys who are like, I cheated and now she doesn't trust me. What can I do to win her back? So what advice would you give to a guy who cheated, got caught, cheated for years, but then, you know, is trying to do right?
It's about the action. It's never about the words. Like, I think you start off in a relationship, you can build up trust with somebody with words. And then if you follow behind that with an action that goes against what you said, then you automatically have to follow that bad action up with a good action in order to reinforce. You can't talk your way back into that trust.
Right. You have to do it.
So I just, really I basically,
she don't
I basically,
what you say.
I mean, she could say she believes what you say, but she could just be talking, you know,
sure.
Like, Like, we basically raised each other. She doesn't really know anything else. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost like she probably was afraid to even leave me, even if she wanted to. Because you think to yourself, I've been with this person all these years. How could he just do this? You know right. what I'm saying? So now it's like I had to just completely turn my life around. And I didn't just do it for her. I did it for my kids. And I did it, you know, because I wanted to live.
You said you woke up one day and was like, I have to do something.
It was like a spiritual awakening is what I call it. Mm-hmm. Steph, you hung with us before. You seen the way I used to drink. Like, I used to drink, like, not like everybody else. Like, it was...
Yeah, because
I
always wonder, how do you know the difference between liking to drink a lot and being an alcoholic? Like, you know, there's a fine line because people would say, oh, you drink so much, you're an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. But an alcoholic is not just somebody who, you know, likes to drink. It's a little more than that.
Yes, I'm wired like an addict.
Yeah, it's like a cup of Hennessy at breakfast.
My first addiction was chewing gum in high school. Mm-hmm. Mm. So if I don't chew chewing gum, I grind my teeth.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah. So, like, I do everything in binges, no matter what it is. I ate an entire pack of cookies today. Got the cookies. I ate one cookie. Once I ate one of them, I needed to eat the rest of them.
Damn, I do stuff like that, too.
You're naturally indulgent. Exactly. Like, when you like something, you tend to, like, want to consume it.
Yeah. So, if I don't have a drink, I don't necessarily need it. But if I drink Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday, mm-hmm. I'm drinking. It's nothing going to stop me from drinking Wednesday. So, now my thing is, okay, I'm not drinking today. Not drinking tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I just take it a day at a time.
Right. And it's been 4 years now.
Almost 4 years.
Congratulations.
Yes, September. Absolutely. Thank you.
That's a big deal.
Right. It is a big deal.
It was necessary. It was necessary. Because I definitely wouldn't, if I would have went, well, actually, I went to the hospital. And the doctor told me if I had to went 2 or 3 more months as hard as I was going, then I would have had to get put on the donors list.
Damn.
And when you're an alcoholic, he said I would have been facing irreversible damage. And when you're an alcoholic, they automatically put you up at the bottom of the list. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Because they feel like you did it to yourself.
Yeah, right. And I was like right teetering on the brink of losing my family. Like my girl was just building up enough strength to
get out of there. How do you feel? You feel healthy?
I feel great.
This is your first sober solo album?
Yeah. Good. Solo album, yeah. I did Prime with DJ Premier.
Right.
And that was my first solo work that I put out. But this is my first sober solo album.
Layers. So you feel like we're going to learn a lot more about you on this? Because from what I've heard so far, it seems like it's a lot more personal as far as you talking about things that happened in your life. And maybe do you see things you feel like more clearly now when you go into the studio?
Yeah, I haven't really been that personal or introspective in the past in my career because I spent all my time drinking. So once I got sober, all of these memories just started hitting me and shit. It was like I just became immediately introspective. I started thinking of like old memories that I thought I lost forever from like growing up and shit. It's pretty cool. Like aside from like anxiety and like some of the crazy shit that happens to you when you sober up, it's pretty cool just to be for your brain to start working like that again.
Because it's interesting, all the projects that we've heard you on, all the groups that you've done, all your solo albums, there's a lot of things we didn't really know about you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like from what I've heard so far, I was like, oh, I had no idea.
You know? It's it'll fuck you up a little bit. Like if you've been following me, you'd be like, wow, what took them so long to talk about this? Because generally artists do that their first album.
Right.
The first album is like, hi, my name is such and such.
Right.
Get to know me. This is what you need to know about me.
Right.
I didn't come out the gate like that. I came out the gate like lyrical MC, lyrical. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I wanted to do. You know what I mean? So.
Sophie's like, that's right.
I think it's good because, you know, as an artist myself, it's, you know, and if you are guarded, you know, is a lot of times people expect you to put out records like that. So I think it's dope that you have the gift that continues to give, you know, beyond your lyrical ability, you know, and working with the names you work with. It's like to have that kind of longevity. And now you get to show people personal. It's like, wow, you get to open up a different layer based upon your, you know, your conscious level now.
Layers. I like that. That was slick.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And I've seen people say, you know, in regards to layers, this is my first time really getting into Royce da 5'9". I had no idea. Now I got to go back and listen to some of his earlier work.
Yeah, and you probably like the earlier stuff a little bit better, but this is just...
No, I mean, listen, just, I'm all for growth. Okay?
Yeah. This is it's definitely growth, if not anything else. It's definitely growth. It's a...
Hey, all the ladies up here are for growth.
Yes, we are.
We're for growth.
Yep. Team we growth. Need it, yep. right?
Yep. Okay. I knew it was coming.
Now, Stephanie had a question. We were talking about this downstairs, and this is from one of her friends.
One of my friends, she's in a relationship, and, you know, they get along, her and her boyfriend, they get along, and, you know, they've been together for a while, but the sex is just, it's not as good as it used to be. Like, it's not terrible, but he's coming really fast. So what do you
think? Some people say that's a compliment. Is that a compliment if a guy comes really fast, or should we be offended?
How old is he? You don't mind me asking.
He's in his 40s.
Damn, he's
What is it to be offended about? I don't understand.
Because he's not pleasing her. Like, he's coming. Yeah, and what about her?
Yeah, she's not getting.
I mean, come on.
I mean, but you just said, should we be flattered or should we be offended?
She was saying, should the woman be flattered? Like, oh, he came fast at me, my pussy good.
Right,
or
exactly.
should she be offended? Like, oh, shit, he came fast. I'm offended because I'm just laying here.
But I think when you're in a.
He didn't got his nut. What about me?
It's one thing. Yeah, it's one thing to not. It's one thing to not. Try hard enough, and then it's another thing to just nut. You know what I'm saying?
All the time, though. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
I think when you're in a committed relationship, you know, what happens in the beginning isn't really what's happening. You know, when you're down the line,
right?
So this woman doesn't want to cheat. She won't cheat, but she's like miserable. She wants sex.
She wants somebody to fuck her right.
So when they started out, he started out fucking her
they
right.
They had like an amazing sex life.
They started off as Starbucks.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, it sounds like they need to have, you know, they need to just have a talk.
So what should she do? Should she cheat?
Never.
Nah.
Words ain't gonna say it.
Hell no. Why I kill you?
I'm not gonna tell a girl. I'm not gonna tell a girl to cheat. Girls cheating is disgusting.
Wait, hold on now.
Wait a minute.
Hold on, Ray.
No.
It's disgusting.
But you could have understood it if your wife would have cheated on you at some point.
Yeah, you would.
I would have understood it.
You would have to get her back.
I kill her dead.
See, didn't I say he's a killer?
Why?
But after everything you were doing, I'm sure you could be like, okay,
this shit. But
I could understand it.
I kill her and him.
There's not one man that can stand the fact that his woman was with someone else, even though he was with millions of bitches.
Exactly.
You said for years. If she stepped out one time, what if y'all were separated? Like, okay, I'm not doing this. I'm not fucking with you.
Nah.
You know what's so crazy? Just to add to the cheating thing, sidebar, we said I'd kill you. It's someone that I know right now who's in jail.
Damn.
They was actually broken up. Like, they were not together. She stepped out when they were not together. And he literally kidnapped her and some more shit.
Good Lord.
And all because she had sex while they were broken up. So I believe you when you say you'll kill her.
It's not your manager, is it?
Hell no. Hell no. I'm like, no. But he literally now has 50 years for what he did.
Damn.
Just because.
That's unfortunate. Crazy.
Because with men in their reasoning, like, oh my God, you did it to me. And because men can't take it.
But
so
you know what we were saying downstairs? Women are better cheaters than men.
Yeah. But here's the thing, for us to be so emotional.
9 out of 10 times a woman's not getting caught. Men are the ones who get caught.
Let me ask y'all this. Do y'all think it's cool for women to cheat out of spite?
Like, I'm
gonna get you back.
I think it depends.
That's worse.
I'm sorry. I think it depends.
That's worse.
I think it depends.
No. I'm not saying that it's cool, but it's life. It happens.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Exactly.
It's not life.
It's realistic.
No, I'm saying it happens in real life.
It's realistic.
Yeah, it does happen, but I think it's very wrong.
But you don't. So if a guy is cheating, you think a woman should just stay and take it?
Because that's abuse.
I don't think she should stay and take it. Yeah, she should probably leave if, you know.
Sometimes it's hard. Listen, let me tell you how women leave a relationship a lot.
Okay,
we done left before you know we left.
Which is very true.
We trying to get it together. We're trying to figure out what are we going to do next. We're depressed. We're like, I need somebody to distract me so I'm not sitting here obsessed over this. And that's when, you know, all the things your man won't do steps in.
Yeah, but you don't. That's not leaving. That's not leaving. That's staying and cheating.
Yeah, but sometimes it's with the intent to leave.
Exactly.
A lot of women cheat with the intent to leave.
True.
Well, I can be honest. I've cheated and I left. And the person I cheated on him with, I left and was in a relationship with him. Right. I didn't lie.
I've cheated on...
We have a little overlap sometimes.
I've cheated on almost every single one of my boyfriends.
I'm sure that I could reason all of the cheating that I've done.
No, but listen to me.
Some type of way through alcoholism, I'm sure I could reason it.
No, but it's true.
I'm sure I could reason it.
When I cheat, it's because I'm ready to move on.
Right.
I'm sure I could point out cheating.
You're leaving. I'm sure I could point out things.
I could point out things that I was unhappy with my wife and things that she wasn't doing. I'm sure I could.
But that might have also stemmed back to why would she do those things when she wasn't really being appreciated?
Right.
Well, what about me being appreciated?
But it's give and take. You can't be like, what about me? That's like childish. You have to sit there and you have to deal with, you know, hardships of relationships. Yes.
No. I'm totally willing to deal with that. I'm just saying,
because she asked you a question and you said, what about me first, instead of figuring out why didn't she feel appreciated?
Nah, but she was asking me a question in response to what I had said to her. Mm-hmm. I was saying, I'm pretty sure that I can reason, because you guys were reasoning. Yes. Cheating.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're saying you could reason.
Of course.
I'm saying I'm sure I could reason on my side too. Yeah, okay. Because there were a lot of factors with me too. Like, I never cheated on my girl before I started drinking.
Oh, okay.
Never.
Oh, wow.
Never.
How many years would that have? You don't mind me asking.
I started drinking at 21.
Okay, so you all were together at 18. Okay.
We were together actually 17. Mm-hmm. We were together in high school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so cute.
And then, like, after I started drinking, that's when I started pretty much becoming a shell of myself.
Right. Mm. It has to be hard to be with somebody and you're watching them like do these things.
Exactly.
And you're concerned about them.
Right.
But at the same time, you're like, I don't want to take this, but I don't want to leave him. I know I have a problem.
I have a drinking problem and it caused me to make a lot of bad decisions. So I think for her to, out of spite or whatever it is, cheat on me in return, I think that would be wrong.
Mm. Well, it might not necessarily be out of spite.
Right, exactly.
It's an emotional thing.
It could be a criminal
mechanism. Sometimes when women cheat, it's not like, I'm going to do this and fuck his whole head up.
Exactly.
You might be like, I don't feel like I'm loved.
Right.
I feel like I need somebody to treat me well. I want somebody to take care of me, treat me good. And somebody might slide in there because...
Literally.
You know, it's an emotional thing.
Right.
I don't know necessarily that a girl is like, I'm going to get him back.
Right. Yeah, like if she had too much time, you're boring her.
That's the worst thing ever,
That's when a woman cheats. She's just alone all the time.
Yeah, well, she should never let me find out.
Okay. Girl, delete them texts. No.
You know what's so funny? Fetty Wap put that on it.
I'd never go through a phone. I'd never
Stephanie, Gigi, you know what I was thinking would be a great gift for you to get your man?
What?
Bevel. It's the first and only shaving system that's designed for men with coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. I know those are the guys that we all date, right?
Yes, my favorite.
Now, a lot of the guys that we date don't have hair on their head, but they have it in other places, like on their face.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And on their chest.
On their chest.
And we don't want them to have those nasty razor bumps.
No.
All right? So it's clinically proven to reduce and prevent razor bumps, discoloration, irritation, all of those things that you don't want to see on your man. There's a reason that 9 out of 10 Bevel customers come back month after month. And up to 80% of black men and women struggle with razor bumps. We can use it too, you know.
Oh, it's for women too.
Yeah, you know, Stephanie, your legs are so smooth.
I know.
Yours too, Gigi. Act like y'all. We didn't feel each other's legs, okay? So we don't have no razor bumps, and up to 30% of all men and women encounter razor bumps. But multi-blade razors only cause more irritation. I know sometimes they act like, oh, this has multiple blades, but that's not good for you. All right, hair removal creams are messy. They can leave burns, and they stink. That Bevel razor actually uses a single blade, and that cuts hair above the skin, not beneath, so you cannot have those painful ingrown hairs that you got to pluck out with the tweezers.
Gross.
Nice.
Annoying.
It's gonna be nice.
Designed from the ground up to give a smooth, bump-free shave, Bevel's end-to-end shaving system includes a pre-shave oil, a badger brush, safety razor blade, shaving cream, and a cooling, restoring balm. It's all created by Tristan Walker, a very young entrepreneur. Quite good-looking, too, I might add. And he saw a void in the health and beauty market. His goal is to make health and beauty simple for people of color. So start shaving smarter today at GetBevel.com and get the first month of your Bevel subscription free by entering the promo code LIPFREE at checkout. That's GETBEVEL.com. Use the code LIPFREE and you get the first month of your Bevel subscription for free.
No, I think that's bad. Fetty Wap actually said something like you said. I saw on the internet this week that he said, you know, what kind of game is this when girls are getting rid of pussy? And I'm like, now, here.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. I mean... You having a lot of kids, like, you can't say that. It's funny how the double standards work.
It's so funny, child.
Right? We can't do anything.
We can't do shit.
We're just like, man, I'm in a room full of women. I can't.
No. I think I get it, though. You know, we all understand each other's side. That's all. Y'all understand y'all's side. And I understand what y'all saying. I get it.
Because usually I'm in a room full of men. And women are getting slandered. Slaughtered.
Right.
Slaughtered.
No, I definitely get it. Y'all put up with a lot. That's why I feel like women should be put up on a pedestal. I really do. You guys do put up with a lot. But, you know, I do think sometimes y'all don't understand our side. And I stopped spending a lot of time trying to explain it to my wife. I really did. I just was like, all right, man, she's not going to ever get it because we wired different.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, listen, I'll say this. I know I'm around guys all the time. Clearly, like, I work with all guys. I've always worked around guys. So I feel like I hear a lot about what goes on and I witness a lot. So I think about things differently because I've seen guys who've been in relationships, been married, cheated, and then managed to make their marriage work after that. Mm-hmm. Now, as a woman, you might say, oh, if he cheats me, I'm leaving him. But that's not necessarily true.
Always true, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, so I can agree with that. But I also feel like a woman, if a man cheats on you, men feel like women need to stick by their man and mm-hmm. stop leaving them so easily. But I also feel like if you cheat, you don't know if she's going to stay or not. Maybe she will, maybe she won't. It's really her choice, her decision. Yeah. And it's based on how you treat her afterward and how she feels, mm-hmm. you know? So yeah,
I agree with that. And I don't know if I'm doing such a great job with my situation.
Why do you say that?
I mean, I don't know. She's still, you would think, like, with the changes that I've made, she'd mm-hmm. be, like, ecstatic, but...
But it's hard to erase all those years. Yeah, I say this because I always say this, too. If a woman decides to stay with a man after he's cheated and they agree to work it out, she kind of has to let those things go.
You have to. I agree with you, Angela.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because
that's your choice.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to that point.
Yeah.
But a man still has a lot to prove.
Yeah. This one, I think, is, you know, it's behind us. And everything is good. We have like an argument about something.
It had to come up.
Even if it's an argument about something that I feel she's not doing, it's just like a minor
little.
She
turned it right back on you.
Yeah, her defense mechanism go up. She put the guard up like this.
We got she got me in the arsenal.
Everything comes back again, and it's just be like, oh, buddy.
But let me ask you a question. Do you think you have any room to ever say anything back based upon what you've done to her?
I think I should always have room to say things back if this is, you know, if we're having a conversation. And we in a relationship, right?
But sometimes you gotta just swallow your pride and just be like, you know what? She's still with me. She took me back. Let me just shut the fuck up and let her be right.
But you don't get to use that as a crutch to be able to do anything you want to do, though, right?
I don't think it's a crutch. I think it's more so like what Angela said. If she's taking you back after she's dealt with years of something, even if it was something from something that was enabling you, you know, or rather hurting you. The point that she did that, I think that gives her a get out of jail
free
card.
It's probably still difficult for her to have to think about it.
For everything?
No, not for everything. No. But I think for as many years of you, I don't know as many years, but as many years as you've done that in effect to her, I think she needs that years plus.
But I feel like sometimes it's hard. Like, listen, I know guys who have wanted to stay with their woman but found it difficult to do so because of the stress of trying to win her back and make her trust you again. Sometimes it makes you feel like, I don't even know if I want to do this.
Right,
this
exactly, because she can
take her. I can definitely see that being
Of course.
I can definitely see
something that women have to take into consideration, too, because if a man is trying to change and make those changes, while it's difficult for us and we want to bring up every little shit thing you did when you leave the cap off the toothpaste and we're bringing up.
listen. Whatever it is, I'm going to just go ahead and fight it out because...
Don't fight, though. This is what I think.
I'm saying I'm just going to go ahead and thug it out with my wife.
Which is great.
I don't wish to go through none of this shit again with a whole nother person.
One of the questions that we actually had, right?
Sure.
We were talking about this. What's better, dealing with somebody that you're comfortable with or taking a risk with somebody new?
Oh, I don't want to start over.
Once I had a few side chicks that started acting like my girl,
it's like,
oh shit, what I'm going through this with you for? I might as well just go back to the old battle axe.
Once you get to a certain point with someone, once you're like long-term with someone, It's going to take like a whole lot to just be like, okay, I'm done. Like, it's hard to just move on when you're comfortable with someone and you're just used to being a certain way and just, you know, that comfortability factor is a big factor.
Right.
And starting over.
Gigi, you tried it.
I just tried it and I'm back.
She's always back. Gigi did not play. Gigi would try to go away. She done moved out.
Starting over ain't the wave. That's not the wave.
And it was horrible. And I was still in love. I never fell out of love.
Well, that's what it was, though. For her, that's still in love. I think it's difficult to leave when you're in love with someone that's genuine.
Yeah, I never fell out of love. I tried to make him the scumbag of the world. I tried to make him, like, the worst person ever in my head. And I just, my heart wouldn't let me. And we just ended up being back
together. But do you still bring up stuff that happened in the past?
I try not to, but sometimes I can't help it.
She's human.
He bring up stuff too, though. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think,
do you bring
I think
it? Do you bring it up just when you don't want to be wrong about something? Did you know you did wrong?
No, it's usually when he on some bullshit and I just throw some more bullshit on top of it. Like, don't forget you.
Yeah. And then, well, that's cool. You know, that kind of come with it. That's all right. I can roll with that.
That's normal.
I can roll with that.
Yeah. I think your relationship is pretty normal.
It's normal. It is. She says pretty
yeah,
normal.
I don't think that they go through too much. Like the relationships you guys were previously speaking about just now, like it sounds like these relationships are just heavy, right? And they're hard and not good. Like these type of relationships you need to move on from. Like when you're in a relationship with somebody and you're always bringing up the past, that's never gonna work.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it ain't, you know, it ain't like saying? 24 hours a day.
Like 24 right. hours
good
a
morning.
Day.
Like we'd be cheated.
Having the weekend right. And then one day is
cheat
a little
morning. Cheat morning.
Cheat morning. Sound.
Like, no, it ain't like that.
When you're trying to grow with somebody, you know what I mean? You have to accept all their flaws and all their mistakes, because just like they're going to accept yours.
Yeah. Which is true.
But did you have some rules? Like, okay, is she like, okay, in order for me to feel more comfortable, this is what I need you to do. Like things that you didn't used to do. Like, okay, every night we need to FaceTime when you're on the road. Or are there things like that? Or do you bring her out to dates more often? Like, what are there things that you do differently now to try to prove it?
She springs some things on me. Like she wants me to be like this romantic guy now.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it. It's just an adjustment for me. That's all.
Mm-hmm. So you were never romantic, you would say?
She says I was, but okay. I'm like.
When they were
the liquor like messed my brain up so much I could barely remember. Like I'm like, damn, what did I used to do? Whatever this is, I gotta get it back. You know what I'm saying?
Your innocent love.
Yeah, it's like she paints this picture of me like I was just the sweetest kid in the world.
You probably were.
You were her first.
You got all jaded on the road, and you know,
hip hop.
Do you think it's expected though? Like, okay, you're dating a rapper who's successful. It just kind of comes with the territory.
Yeah, I think that's the consensus, but that's not true.
I don't think it has to come with the territory.
It doesn't. And my son is a producer. He wants to be an artist. So that's gonna get preached. Yeah.
He's 18.
Okay. 18, yep. So, you know, like there's a lot of things that people think come along with the business. Mm-hmm. It's not true.
Did your kids feel a way towards you? Like when things were going on, did they know? Were they like,
I think I dodged the bullet.
That means she's a good mom, though.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you.
Why?
Because sometimes mothers will tell their kids, right, like, your daddy ain't shit. You know, he did this. Are you in front of them?
Well, I mean, we wouldn't be together if she was that kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's a great person. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's why we still together.
And that's why she deserves everything with no kind
she
of
deserves.
Not that much lip back.
What? I mean, what lip? Okay. I mean, you know.
I got my eye on you.
I'm trying. And you know, she wants to get complimented more. I got to work on that.
Nice. That's normal.
I got to work on that.
Think it in your head, but don't say it out loud.
Nah, I just figure, you know, like
she knows
I'm
fine.
Here. Yeah, come on, man.
No. We like.
She want to hear it. Yeah,
of course.
Compliments are nice, and especially when you notice like a new hairstyle. Or
like, girl, did you get your lashes done?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like that color.
You gotta notice the small things.
Because I bet you notice if she don't wax her her badge, you notice that.
I notice everything. She just wants everything her way right now. That's all. It's cool.
I don't know if you say that way. Cool. I think she just wants to feel appreciated. Let's not say her way.
She is appreciated.
Well, that's good.
All right,
I love her lots.
Do you think there's anything that you can do to prevent somebody from cheating on you? Like, is there something for the women here? What can we do to prevent our men from everybody's shaking their head no.
Nothing.
What can you do to prevent a man from cheating? Is there anything?
Clone yourself.
Because sometimes women feel like we do
15 times and throw yourself at him 15 times like darts.
Sometimes as women we feel like we do everything for you, but why is he still cheating? Is there anything we can do?
Because the only thing better than good pussy is new pussy. Even if it's whack, they still want to try it.
It just depends on what kind of guy. It depends on what kind of guy you got. You gotta just be mindful to always be there for him. And and one thing women don't realize is women get irritating. Like y'all don't mind being irritating at the wrong times. Irritation, less irritation, could stop a man from even thinking about cheating.
Well, what irritates you?
I don't like just like, I don't like getting calls while I'm working mm-hmm. about things that are not that important, that aren't more important than work.
But how's she supposed to know?
Don't stop my studio session to argue with me via text.
On some bullshit.
Look at about some bullshit.
Look at that finger.
Don't. Yeah, like I don't, I hate that.
Okay, so.
But that's not going to drive me to cheat. But when I was drinking, it'd be like.
Like this bitch on my phone, where the fuck is Amy?
Because you know when you.
And let me relieve this irritation stress.
When you running, you know, when you running around and you opening yourself up to all of these, you know, different people, you know, you got all these different girls calling your phone. They all act like that they want to be exactly right. what your wife ain't.
They want to
be
you.
The perfect. They want to be the perfect girl.
No stress.
In the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They want to be like. They say, you know, they try to say the right shit and they do everything. And you just be drunk like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like,
help me out.
Dick. You know?
So that would be my suggestion.
For us to stop being irritating.
Try not to be irritating.
You mean like don't nitpick in that?
Yeah, don't be too nitpicky about everything. I know it's kind of in women's nature to do that. And I understand that. But just scale back a little bit.
Now, interestingly enough, this was what I found might be difficult to overcome. You did have a sex tape. That had to be hard for her to even, you know, have to see because that was online.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what you want to call that shit. I mean.
You was in one position the whole time.
I was just drunk. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't even, I don't even remember that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't even, that was
coherent.
Just.
Coherent.
Yeah, that's all that was.
Grace is just going to blame everything on the alcohol.
Blame it on the
No, I'm not.
No, he's saying, but he really had a disease. He had to go to the hospital.
No, I'm saying if that's what you would call that shit. A sex tape is like fucking the shit out of a girl.
That's what I meant by everything, the explanation.
That shit ain't.
Were you shocked when that came out? Like, damn it.
I wasn't really shocked. It was just like, okay, here we go. Okay, mm-hmm. okay.
Oh
now
my
you,
God, I saw said, it too.
I'm like,
water.
Yeah, 79.
I'm like, yeah. Now you're really doing it now, sir. And the thing is, I got like a call from a side girl first. Like,
she
mad.
Was mad first.
Man, what you mad about?
Listen, honey, I gotta worry about my wife.
Yeah,
right. I don't have time for you.
Right? I'm worried about my first love finding out, and here you go calling me. I fucking can do without you right now.
I'll call you. Bye.
Yeah. So
exactly.
You know, so I was thinking about that, and it was just like that was one of the things that made me.
Stop drinking.
To make, like, I decided it was like, you know, all right, now I'm real big on the whole, I don't want to be corny. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to have a problem and know you got a problem, but now this is just fucking corny. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, uh-huh. I can't be that guy. And then my son is, he was in middle school the time.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Because
I remember having to talk to him. Like, I went home and he was like,
shit.
I asked him how he felt and he was like, why'd you do it, Dad? You know, and it was just like, man, I can't even remember what I said to him, but I vowed. Like, and my daughter was really young, and then I've since then had a daughter because it was like as soon as I got sober, it was like, boop, kids everywhere, boop, boop, kids. You know what I'm saying?
Out. Right.
Yeah. So now I got young baby daughters.
Right.
And when they get in middle school, I cannot be on the internet with my balls hanging out.
Ooh.
On the couch in a hotel.
So do you think the sex tape affected your career? It affected your life?
It affected my life.
I don't think it affected my career.
No, I don't think so either. But it did affect your personal life.
Yeah, and that's more important to me than my career at this point in my journeys.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I don't give a fuck about hip hop as it pertains to my life. You know, like I want to walk away from this shit with my family.
Intact.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Do any of y'all have a sex tape that you're... You never did one?
No. Yeah, I've done one. But I have it. It's not in no one's possession but mine.
Anybody could get it, though.
No.
Where is it?
Well, don't become an alcoholic because you might...
I don't really drink at all, actually. I don't mind like a glass of champagne or maybe two like mojitos, but I'm not a drinker.
Two mojitos.
But that's it.
She was very exact.
Yeah, I mean, right. Because I'm not a drinker. But yeah, no, it's in my possession. It's, you know, the Wi-Fi never hits where it's at. No.
Gigi, what about you? I know you.
I mean, if he loses his iPhone and somebody figure out his password,
it's over.
It's over.
And, you know, you might find all types of shit.
But at least you are confident that you performed well.
Oh, no, of course.
That's the thing. Girl, Royce will give your performance a 0.5.
Yeah, please, please do. Please do, please do. The last thing I need is a good performance out there. Like, if you take some shit out of...
I was like,
if you don't give a fuck. If some shit with me and my wife get out there, then, you know, it might raise my stock a little bit. That's the last thing I need.
You with your wife?
Oh, yeah. Me and my girl, yeah, we got some real good footage of stuff.
I love footage. It.
Yeah, some shit that I'm proud of. You know what I'm saying? But that shit, you know, that shit that hit Media Takeout was some straight garbage.
What about you, Steph? You got anything you're nervous about?
Do I have anything
you're nervous about leaking?
I mean, honestly, everything that I've recorded, whether it's a video with someone else or by myself, they're really good. So it doesn't matter.
I love it.
I got plenty video. I'm a naked person. I'm in my house all the time just... naked. I have so much footage. I have a lot. I have like years worth. Like I got it from 2014, 2015, this year.
Do you go back and look at it?
Yeah, I compare. You know, I feel like right now, like I'm prime time. My body looks the best compared to all my videos.
Do you listen to music when you have sex?
Or maybe I just got like the hang of it. I know my angles now.
She's like, I'm lit now.
Do you listen to... Do you have like a sex... Like, are there songs you are like, okay, this is gonna really do it for me?
You know what is a perfect... There's two. There's two albums because I feel like you gotta put something on
and just let it play.
Let it play. And for me, it's two albums. The Miguel, the Kaleidoscope Dream album.
That's a great album.
To have sex to. It's bomb to have sex to. It's amazing.
The vibe, right?
And then R. Kelly, the TP2.
TP2 is
hit it hard from the best. Yes, this is the best I ever had.
Girl. That would be mine
if I had to give an album. That would be it, too.
Right? TP2? Come on. I've had some amazing sex.
I would just listen to that on the... I would just listen to that on a plane. Coming back from Miami, I was listening to that on the plane.
I love it.
Listen to that album.
I can't listen to that album unless I'm having sex because it reminds me of having sex. And then I'm like, I want to have sex.
You get on my nerves, but I'm about to give you a phone call.
Right? Like, it was available.
Now, Sophie, what about you? You have a sex playlist or anything you listen to?
A sex playlist. I don't really have a sex playlist. I really want to hear them. For me, it's maybe it's the ego thing. I prefer to hear him.
You want to hear him scream.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, you know, I'm really big upon that because, you know, I work out for
that. But you can hear him with the music. It's not like you're blasting it like you're in the club.
I really want to hear it, though. I'm actually going to ask questions to make you respond.
Oh, what kind of questions you ask?
You know,
let's hear.
You can hear all of that with the music on.
No, what kind of questions you be asking?
I'm gonna ask a lot of questions.
Like what? you can tell I work out.
Which is very true because you know I work out all the time. I definitely want to ask questions because you know my vegan diet. I want to know how does my pussy taste because I'm like I don't drink soda, so this is coconut water and fresh juice. So I want you to make sure that you tell me how it tastes and I'm
like celery.
No, it ain't like celery. It's coconut water and mango. No celery pussy over here.
Celery's not bad. It doesn't have much taste.
No. Yeah, but the sodium, I want it to be a little more juicy than that. I want it to come out like mango. Yeah, you know, I want it to be like Fiji with a little bit of, you know, fruity flavors, you know.
Okay.
I can detoxify your life.
Water.
Yeah, exactly.
And what if he's like, well, what does my dick taste like?
I mean, I'm going to be like, I don't know, but pull it out. Let me taste it. Okay. I mean, it's my guy. I have to say that.
Now, let me ask you this. Could you date a guy who eats all kinds of nasty shit?
No.
Being that
you're
vegan?
Honestly, that's actually a thing that I have a problem with dating now. Being that I do have such a strict diet, it's difficult for me to date someone who eats bad. Like, I'm always looking at their plate like, you're going to eat that?
I can't suck
no
pork
dick. I'm like that with my friends. I'm not vegan or anything, but I'm just like a kind of a clean eater. Like,
me
I'm
too.
Not vegetarian or vegan. I don't eat pork. I barely eat beef. I try to buy like all organic food and I try to like cook most of my food. I'm not really big on restaurants. But my friends, they eat McDonald's and drink soda and smoke cigarettes. I be like,
no McDonald's penis.
Yeah, no chicken McNugget penis.
Because it's like your body really tastes like what you consume. And it's just like, if I'm sitting there watching you eating chemicals, I'm like, oh my God, it's chemicals in that. That's high fructose corn syrup. I'm like, I start freaking out.
No, and Siri, I have to say that, you know, the guys I'm with, they have really good diets. They eat well.
So they taste good.
Like, I can't even imagine dating somebody who eats cheeseburgers.
Have you ever tasted nasty sperm?
Yes.
Ugh,
yes.
It's the worst.
Yeah, I can say so, yes. And that's the reason
it's
why.
Like melted earwax.
You see me over here
It's like earwax dripping down.
It was disgusting.
It's so gross.
We
I'm sure have, just not lately. And all of that. I can't remember.
Ew.
It tastes so nasty.
It's like bleach. You'd be like, what the
Listen,
fuck?
Listen, cum is not already the most tasty thing anyway, so but when it's bad, it's like, it's killer. Bro,
yeah, I'm sure it did.
Be like, give me some lime, boo. Let me squeeze some.
Let's squeeze some lime.
Somebody probably got drunk off my shit.
But nasty cum does exist, and it's like
gross.
After that moment, I was just like, and it was my boyfriend at the time, and I was just like, because I don't believe in giving head unless my nigga. I just want, and I was just like, listen, I can't do this anymore because it tastes really fucking nasty. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, it tastes like fucking nastiness, fucking bleach. I said, when it hit the air, I was like, and he was offended, Lord. But I was just like, no, because your diet.
There wasn't a nicer way to say
no,
that. To him.
I mean, I didn't give a fuck. Was it nice to put that nasty cum in my mouth? It wasn't. So you get what you get.
You don't know what his cum tastes like.
Well, listen, he should have, how nasty it was.
It was. Do you kiss a guy right after he comes in your mouth? Or do you have to brush your teeth?
No, it depends on the man.
I'm just asking.
It depends on the man, because some men freak out about that.
That's called snowballing.
not like the cum in your mouth.
Like, give it to him.
You swallowed it, and I haven't brushed my teeth yet. Is it okay?
It depends on the man.
No, it's still snowballing.
Is that okay with you, Royce? I mean, that's your
What's that? I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Is it okay, like, for her to kiss you right after you come in her mouth? Or does she have to brush her teeth?
That's absolutely not okay.
See, like I said, it depends on the man.
Even if it's swallowed up and gone.
Yeah, she swallowed it and it's gone. She still can't kiss you?
It's all gone.
What is wrong with you guys? No.
What? No. Wait a minute. So, but if you gave your girl head and when you want to kiss her in her mouth,
yeah,
she wants
different.
To taste it.
I want to taste it.
So then why is it okay for her, but she can't kiss you?
I mean, it's not okay. Is she not okay with it?
Okay, fair enough.
One of my good friends.
I'm not okay with it. That's all.
Her man is a curious person, though. But
like gay?
Like bi curious?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, wait. But what does that mean?
She sucks his dick, he comes in her mouth, and they make out.
He wants to taste it.
Yeah.
Is tasting your own cum gay?
That sounds like a porn I was watching yesterday.
Yeah, to me, I don't want to call it gay, and I don't want to call it bisexual. I just want to say he's a curious
He wants
person.
To taste himself.
He's like a cat, kitty cat.
Yeah, that's like unnecessarily weird for no reason.
He's like an extreme narcissist.
Oh, it's just
like,
freaky.
I just don't want to judge because, you know, I don't judge my friends and their choices.
No, of course. No, I understand that.
Me personally, if a guy comes in my mouth and he asks me to make out with him, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to feel a little awkward. I'm going to be like, wait.
Chill.
I'm going to make up an excuse. Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm getting a text.
I'm thirsty.
You know what I'm saying? Let me get some water.
Something. Let me wash it down.
And I'm not going to, it's going to be a turn off.
Right. It's weird to you.
Yeah, it is. Very weird. But when I come from a guy giving me oral, I don't mind him coming up and kissing me. I think he's
right. You
want to
taste yourself.
Come up and kiss me. Yeah, I want to smell myself.
Yeah, that's how I look at it.
Yeah, right. Reverse it. It's okay, but for the guy to come in a girl's mouth and then make out with her, it's awkward. That's a little strange. I think it's curious.
All right, now we want to take a pause and ask you, our loyal listeners, a favor. We want to get to know you, and to do so, we need you to fill out a quick online survey.
Do it.
It won't take more than 5 minutes.
You got 5 minutes.
Besides helping out the show, you'll be entered for a chance to win a $100 iTunes gift card. Who doesn't want a free $100? So we know some of you may have already done surveys like this in the past, but we need you to log in and fill this thing out as accurately as possible.
Now, once we know more about you, the listeners, we'll be able to help deliver this show and sponsors that you can only dream about. Finding sponsors who are a good fit means we can get to give you deals and information on the brands that you care about while keeping the show free to enjoy every single week.
And if you don't care about helping us or making the show better,
then why are you listening?
Do it for the chance to win a free iTunes or Amazon.com gift card.
All right, do it for you. So go ahead and do us a solid, and we mean solid, and go to lipservicesurvey.com. Again, that's lipservicesurvey.com. Well, here's the last question I have for you guys today. All right, and this question is, if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
I want to fly.
That makes sense. You can get where you got to go without having to worry about traffic.
I'm going to the airport. Huh?
I want to be invisible.
Oh, shit. It's on.
I want to be able to.
He can't do shit. Yeah. I didn't know you was home.
Right. Now you know.
Now you know.
Damn.
Pop him in the bedroom like, oh, this is what you do when I'm not here. I think I want to predict the future.
Oh, shit, you could win the lottery.
Yeah, see, for me, I'm like, you know, I would want something like that. I can kind of like, you know, if I know something bad is going to happen, I can kind of...
Maybe try to avoid it.
Yeah, exactly, avoid it.
Or know so how to deal with it.
She got to go one-up me and shit.
You just want to fly.
I'm just flying for no reason.
I'm just flying.
I'm like,
want to be a bird.
Just flying.
Exactly.
Like a week later, I'm just tired of it.
Fine. Yours might have been the wacky. Right? I would like a fly.
You know what it is? Y'all seen that movie Hancock? And no pun intended. I know we on lip service, but Hancock. No
yes,
pun
yeah.
I wanted to fucking, that guy. Yeah. I wanted to be that guy. Yeah. Like, I wanted to be the drunk guy flying around everywhere.
Hancock was the shit.
Back in my drunk days. I wanted to fly with a bottle.
Stephanie, what's your superpower?
Yeah. I would want like super strength. You know, to be really strong.
Really?
Yeah, because then you can break into things really easily.
So you want to be a criminal?
You can fix things.
She's such a goon. She's a goon.
What are you talking about?
Stephanie Slaughterhouse. No, it's Stephanie Slaughterhouse, like man. It's
okay. The fifth member of Slaughterhouse would say she wants superpowers so she can break into shit. You know? Be strong.
I could beat people up really easily.
Like, no, we saw the grand post. I believe
Stephanie would beat somebody up.
I was like, black eyes, Stephanie. Okay.
You know? Like, but it would be like, no, like, I feel like I can easily beat somebody up now, but it would like no sweat if I had like super strength. It'll be like psh, and they'll be like dead.
She's like, I'm off and hoes easy now. Mm-hmm. You know, watch out for stuff.
It'll be like no sweat off of my back.
Well, you know, I always just like freeze time. You ever seen that show back in the day? I think it was called like Out of This World or something, and she put her fingers together and freeze time.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And then be able to do it. I wish I could freeze time. Now I'd never be late to nothing.
Right. Just wait.
Right. If I was tired, I'd just freeze time, take a nap.
Right. You'd be like, get me back in.
If you want to sit in first class on a flight, just freeze time.
Right.
I've been sitting here.
You're right up on here.
Right, exactly. That's dope. So yeah, we got a thing with time.
What was that show called?
I think it was called Out of This World or something like that.
Damn, that was back in the day.
Yeah.
See, I'm really into those comic movies, so that's why I like the time stuff, like you said.
Yeah, I like that. Because that's something you can't get back.
No, it's not. I mean, time is the most valuable commodity there, so I agree.
If you could take anything back, Royce, would you? Besides not signing with Dr. Dre.
Well, you know what? That situation, I reflect back on that and think to myself, I wonder what would have happened if I would have signed.
But you might have just sat on the shelf.
Yeah, I never really say, damn, I wish I would have. I just wonder what would have happened had I would have.
Right.
You know, had I weighed my options a little bit better. But I was just so young, and then I called him and asked him what he thought.
He was like, go get that million.
Yeah, it was like, he told me to do it. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, I don't feel like I played him in any kind of way.
Right, at least you
know?
Talked to him and kept it on the table.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know if I would take that back. Because I'm really, really happy where I'm at right now. So, I mean, maybe some of the hurt from my girl, you know? Maybe some of that shit.
I'll take
some
of that. Really that was so good nice, answer. Right?
Like, and I'm not just, like, I'm, not just like that, I'm not just saying right? that because I'm here. Like, I'm actually, like, she actually mad at me right now. She always mad at me.
What'd
like,
you do?
What did I do this time?
Congratulations. You don't even know. You played yourself.
No, I didn't play myself. She not that. She not that kind of mad.
She
not that kind of mad. She just a little mad at me. She ain't that mad where I play. It's like, you know, we just mad like, you know, I kissed her before I left out the house. You know, when we really mad at each other, we don't say bye.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's when you know it's fucked up.
Exactly. Like,
when you walk out the door without saying nothing.
Oh, that's
yeah,
her.
That's
like,
when you know it's bad.
Y'all should make a pact to never do that.
Right.
Well, I'm not, no matter what we going through, I'm not getting on a flight.
Right.
So I'll go to the studio.
You're like, I'll go to the store and come
back. I'm not about to leave the state without saying bye. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of fucked up.
Are guys more sensitive to that, you know, not saying bye thing? Because for me, like, in the morning when I'm getting ready, I don't have time to say bye. If I'm leaving somewhere, I gotta go.
It depends on the situation.
You don't catch me later.
You can still say bye, Stephanie.
Right. No, because with my ex one time, all right, check it. With my ex one time, I was going to Detroit.
She's in New York.
I was hosting a party in Detroit, and I bet
it was at Silver Ring.
But I was leaving, probably. I posted Silver Ring so many times. But, you know, you know, I left. It was an early flight, and I left. He was still sleeping, and he flipped on me. He's like, oh, you didn't even say bye to me when you left.
Well, who introduced it into the relationship? That's important, because my girl introduced that shit into our relationship. So now, if she don't do it, I get mad. Because she started it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, he also didn't want you leaving out of town without being mad. Because, yeah. You know, you got to leave town happy.
Whatever.
That's kind of fucked up, though. You just go get on a plane bounced. And go to Detroit and go host some strip club.
And he made me feel without awful saying fucking about bye. It.
I mean,
he
she's
made
Stephanie feel Clutter. Totally, come on now.
Yeah, he
made me feel totally horrible about it.
We doing music now. You getting on the next single.
Stephanie Slaughter.
You know. We gonna
house gang. We gonna do house.
That's
gang?
Right.
We
gonna bitch, make a song called
"Fuck
bye.
These Niggas."
I love Slaughterhouse. I still be listening to the Slaughterhouse album.
Leave a nigga sleep in the bed.
And you know they always say you should never go to bed mad either. Although I know that's hard to do.
No, if I'm mad, I'm mad.
Right. They always say don't go to bed mad. That's like one of the rules.
Yeah.
Oh, to hell with that.
Yeah, I'm not
I go sleep to bed on mad
it
all the time.
Okay. Wake up, think about it.
You know why? Because I can fall asleep at any moment.
I'm not saying I can fall asleep. Up like this. I mean,
yeah, ain't nothing worse than staying up late trying to get past some shit when you're sleepy.
Yeah, that's the worst because you go really to sleep. Think yourself. Like I really will sit there and I'm like, okay, let me try to figure it out. Then they fuck around before and I'll be mad. So
yeah.
You know what the worst is when you're mad at somebody and they fall asleep.
What? You I mean, wake up. Wake up. I'll hit you. You waking up?
That's funny. I'm
like, don't let us be.
My girl ain't going for it.
Fall asleep.
She ain't going for it.
Yeah.
Wake up. We
know. No. You can.
I used to be in the crib drunk as hell coming in. A bender. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like halfway up, she would not let me go to sleep. That's Ryan. Ryan. And all I keep hearing is my fucking government name.
Exactly.
Ryan. And I'm like, why are you government naming me? Ryan Daniel Montgomery. Ryan Daniel
That's
Montgomery.
Right.
Like,
she'll make sure you understand what she's saying.
Right.
I wake up and don't remember nothing from yesterday but that.
You're exactly. Like, was we arguing yesterday? I don't remember. That's the worst. When you still mad in the morning and he don't remember.
Exactly.
That y'all was fighting the day before. We not done.
Exactly.
Don't try to act like nothing happened. Okay. Gigi like, yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. We don't let things go unless we feel like we've been heard. If we've not been heard, then it's never over.
It's not over until we're ready for it to be over.
That is absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ryan Daniel Montgomery, we are rooting for you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
You know.
I need that. I need people rooting for me.
No, for real. As far as everything goes, career is going great. So that part is good. Because you know what the worst is? When your career sucks and then your home life sucks at the same time.
Yeah, that's a double whammy right there.
Right?
You're like, at least I'm doing great out here. These streets making money.
Yeah, exactly.
Being
we
successful,
we
having the best album of my career.
Right.
You know, but we are rooting for you at home. And so, you know, I know your wife is going to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
And we do feel your sincerity.
She's going to not like something, but you know, it's cool.
But we feel your sincerity.
She's gonna be like, "Well, yeah, it was cool, but why you say that one thing though?" It's cool.
Because he don't know no better.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just. You know
what she's gonna say? She's gonna be like, "Why'd you tell him I was mad at you?
Why you gotta be so damn?"
Well, you know what? Listen, let's just get out of the way. You just say sorry now while we just tell her sorry.
Apologize.
Why I need to know what I'm apologizing for? Do y'all think
general.
I said something wrong?
No, but just in case you said something that she's gonna be upset with, hit it with the "I'm sorry."
Say sorry.
Yeah, and I think you had a very respectful time with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I tried to keep it. Well, yeah, I'm respectful anyway. I like, you know.
Well, what's he gonna
but
do?
But I'm sorry, babe, if I said anything wrong. I don't know.
You guys take note.
If I said something wrong, I'm sorry. I know you watching this, even if you say you didn't watch it. She watched it. She watched.
All right, different layers to this. Layers. Shout out to Royce. Thanks for coming through.
Thank
we really
you. Thank
appreciate you,
for you
being for being so open and honest with us.
Cool. Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Lip service.
Cheers.